Blog Talk Radio.
You do not build your business on where you are or where you've been. You build your business on where you're going. So then, if you are building for the future, then you have to reimagine your strategy. I'm going to give you a couple of big words, big words, like strategy. This is how you're going to do it. You're going to do it through a strategy. I got here through a strategy. What is a strategy? A synchronized step-by-step plan from point A to point B. Your strategy is important. You've got to fix your strategy. If you've been doing what you've been doing for 5 years and it's not working, it doesn't mean you need to give up your idea. You might need to give up your strategy. Your strategy of accomplishment has to change with the times. You may not have hit your customer yet, but that doesn't mean your customer's not out there. You've got to find somebody, and let me tell you who wants what you got. The person who wants what you have is a person who sees what you have as an answer to their problem. People will go get answers. They are not looking for problems.
Good evening, everybody! Hey, we're so excited to be back with you, Word on the Streets, with your favorite host, the amazing, Mr. Keith Fletcher, and yours truly, Extraordinaire. Good evening, my brother. It's so good to be back. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Man, it feels good, man. I hope everything is working out all right. The last few times we have had some difficulties, but I certainly hope that everything is working out throughout the system, man. So how was your day?
Man, I didn't do too much today, man. Just hanging around at the house, man. Just taking a couple of days off, relaxing, get my mind focused on certain things, man. Just trying to take my time and be patient. Patience. That's the hard thing, man. You be so anxious to do things, you just got to be patient and wait on things. How about your day?
You're not lying about patience. Patience is one of those things that I don't know in this day and age too many people have mastered patience. You're absolutely correct. But my day it's been pretty full. I'm still on a high from NBA media day. That's what I was trying to get that word out on our Monday show. I couldn't get it together. But so media day, you know, all the teams out there, and of course, if y'all don't know, you know it now. I'm definitely a Los Angeles Lakers fan, LeBron James, AD, and even Russell Westbrook, even though he had a hard time last season, but that's behind us now. So I was all hyped for that. I've been catching every interview with every new player, you know, man. Something about newness always bring that fresh, that new energy. And I love freshness. I love new energy, which is why I love the fall season. I love the change of the weather. I love it. The best time of the year is during the fall when the temperature starts dropping just a little more. Leaves start falling. It just, you know, it's just so, it's fresh and it's new, and I love it. So I've been, like, enjoying all of that. And also creating and finessing what I've already thought I knew in the past. So I've gone back in my past and tried to improve on what I did in the past to make a better product today. And I know 3 years from now, hopefully I will be saying that I will be trying to make a better product 3 years from now than I'm doing today. So that's pretty much what my day's been like and how it's been. But in any case, I thought I would open the show with a powerful reminder to us all about what's important. And keep, you do this on a regular basis on your Facebook show, and I always appreciate when I hear you talk about this. And so it's this thing called, what are you leaving for your family, for your children, your legacy? You know, if you're having a hard time right now, a difficult time, live life thinking about yourself. You got to think beyond yourself. Try to leave a better life for those who are coming after you. And I've always admired you when you talk about things like that, which is why I got this notion about this title. It's not my notion. In fact, it's derived from hours and hours of conversation that you and I have had. And that is that time is more valuable than money. And for many people who've been tuning in to us on Monday and Wednesday, you all, I don't know what y'all thinking. I can't get in your head. But we both thought that if you would read that like that, y'all might say to yourself, they finally get it. They finally gets it. Man, they keep talking about entrepreneur. They keep talking about making money. They don't understand. I got to have time. No, we get it. We got it. We got it. We understand the value of time. But we also understand we all want more time to do what we want to do. We all want the pleasure. We all want the joy. We all want the party. We all want what you, we want that too. That's a little twist to it though. Have to invest the time so you can withdraw. See, when you invest the time appropriately, getting your mindset right, invest your time in getting your mindset. I mean, come up with a strategy plan, like you heard on the onset. When you invest the time, then you start making an income. You can buy back some of the time you lost while you were investing that time, building your nest egg, building your program, building your platform, all of that. Now you have built up, you got a little liquid, and you can buy back some of that time. Instead of going outside, mowing the yard, cutting the grass, you now can hire you a lawn person. And now you can spend the time with the wife and the family and have a great time. And the yard getting cut all at the same time. But I don't want to get off too deep so fast, so quickly. My brother, yes. You know, it was you. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Now, go ahead and see what you're going to say.
It was you that ignited that fire, and you constantly do, because you are always talking about king, being king of your home.
Yeah, man. Yeah, being a king, and like you said, leaving that legacy, man. That legacy is a huge one. But, you know, that and going into time, and, man, you start looking all deep down your generation and all that time we have to build that. And people want to look at that and say, man, that's a long way. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at it, you're thinking it's a long way, but time creep up on you so fast, too. That thing, time. Like I say, time is money, but that's not true. You know what I'm saying? Time ain't money. Time, like you said, is memories and things like that. How can I shorten my time to get valuable time? You know what I'm saying? To get time that's going to create things for me, create things to make my life better. That time is so important, but people chasing money. And it was me. You know, most people chasing money and think you can go work, you know what I'm saying, 14, sometimes 24 hours. You know, sometimes, you know, like some people work 12, 13, 14 hours. But what are you giving up? You know, what are you giving up for that 12 or 14 hours that you're missing? You know what I'm saying? Can you get that back? That time, man, can I get that time back? And then as I'm using that time, valuable. You know what I'm saying? Just because you did 14 hours or did this, was it worth that time? You know? I used to work two jobs. I remember I had two full-time jobs. And I remember my ex-wife had wrote it all out. She had it for like 2-3 years. I quit that job so fast. I said, I ain't want to put that on me. But just that time, man, is more valuable than we think it is. Because I don't work jobs, and it didn't get nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Because I was working for the money. I was giving up that time for a little money when I should have been giving that time more effort into myself and educating myself, giving myself bad, like say, strategy to improve myself, to buy back some of my time. That's what I would say on that, to buy back my time, as we say, and doing, improving ourselves, getting a business plan, getting a plan, setting a budget. These little things we talk about will buy you back time. They will buy that time back so you can invest in yourself, you can invest in your family, you can invest in your vision. That's what we mean about time.
Exactly. And before we go too deep in there, we just want to let everybody know, if this is your first time coming on to the show, we appreciate you and value each and every one of you all. But to our members, our community folks who are diehard Word on the Street listener that tune in every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m., we thank you. That's right. We thank you. Thank you all for keeping us on point, coming in every Monday and Wednesday with us. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And if you want to support us, new listeners, the old ones already know what to do. In the description, we have a link for Word on the Street. Please repost it in your social media community. Help us get the word out. Let other people know what we're about, what we're talking about, what we're doing. You see, Keith, I really truly believe sincerely in my heart that some people out there are looking forward to hearing from us. In fact, this may be the only good news they have gotten all week long. Because what we're bringing is positive energy, encouragement, and we are clarifying for those who out there misunderstand what we are trying to do. If you all think we focus on entrepreneurship so much, pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps, then I encourage you, we encourage you to go back and listen to day one show all the way up to today. We're not naive to think that life isn't difficult. Each week we share a piece of ourselves. Sometimes, oftentimes, nakedly we share our most vulnerable experiences we have experienced in life ourselves. We understand with clear eyes the challenges of life. In fact, the good word says, you will always have tribulation, but don't worry, because he said he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Now, in fact, he said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health. You see, we're just one of those type of people. We kind of take that at its word. But we clearly understand, because we have experience, we've experienced a whole lot of heartaches and pain. We've experienced a whole lot of midnights, 3 a.m.s and 4 a.m.s. We have experienced a whole lot of hurricane, not just physically in the weather that's going on right now, but in our personal lives. It's not like we're just coming on here Monday and Wednesday talking to you as if we have it all figured out. We was once you. We were once ignorant to the rules, ignorant to knowledge, ignorant to better information, ignorant to where to go, ignorant to being open, being mentally open to another way of doing things. I know if y'all have listened to Keith on his Facebook, this man have told you how he done slept on his dad's sofa. He done got in so many fights growing up. He has failed. I have gone through so many trials and tribulations. This, by the way, it's my second marriage. They had me paying child support, most people's income they work for. And on top of paying child support, I had to pay for her, my child insurance. To total it all up, it was so hard, I only had a couple of pair of slacks that I had to keep clean and iron to walk in the position that I was hired to be in as a manager. Sometimes walking in the rain to my job. We've been there. Don't think we haven't been there. But because we're talking to you tonight about time is more valuable than money, and it is, but how can you get to that point? You can't get to that point if you keep doing the same thing you've always done. You keep going around in circles chasing your tail. If you keep going around in circles and things aren't getting better, and you keep doing those same things, you're not going to get the time that you truly want for you and your family. I feel like I'm getting wet right now.
Yeah, man, they got this movie. I can't think of the name. I've been trying to think of the name from what, but it had a movie, man, where they had the time on it for long. And they would put a certain amount of time people would get. And that time, man, when that time, that clock running out, you seeing how people, what they'll do for that time. What would they do? It wasn't about no money. It was about that time that they needed. They wanted more time. So whatever they did in that time, that thought, it was very, very important. You had some just threw it away. You just some just live scared. But you had some that were living a life. When the guy got time to get that more time to actually happen, you know what I'm saying, he went out and did all kind of things because he had time. He had time to get it done. See, you got time, but you take time for granted. You got time, more than enough time, 24 hours in a day. We all got the same time. But why 5% of doing something different and 95% doing it another way? They're affected with their time. They're affected with their time. Like I say, like Jordanelle tell us about what we went through in life. I tell you about what I went through. But time heals all, too.
That's right.
The time when I was going through that, it took me time to grow because I did foolish things, but time grew me too. See, the time, like some people look at time, they got to have it now, but some people have 5-year plans, time to let your stuff grow, time to plant that seed. It takes time. It don't go overnight. But you're doing something in the middle of that time. When you plant that seed, you water it, you fertilizing it, you're doing something to that seed. In that time, you can't overwater it. You can't over-fertilize it. You can't let it get too much sun. If something happened in that seed, it'll take time. But we want it now. And we're willing to do what it takes. But is it for money or is it for time? We're going to take the time out to fertilize our own seed. We just chasing. We ain't got no plans, no truck. We take time to sit up there and sit down and come up with a plan. It take time to sit up there and come up with a budget. There's little tedious things that we say that's not important, but that will give you back some time. It will give you back some time. It will give you back some time with your family, some time with the Most High. Time is way more valuable than money, man. You can make money anytime, but you can't get that time back. So it's very important to know what you're doing with your time. Are you being efficient with that time? Are you being intentional with that time? That's the step you ask yourself. Am I really taking advantage of the time that I have? Well, Keith, you don't know, man. I had to get up this early. I got to take the kids. But I mean, at 8, I got dinner. I got to do this. I got to work. Well, you need to get up early on your day off. You need to get routine. We can sit up and make all the excuses, but other people doing it. Everybody got the same 24 hours in a day. What you doing in that day? What you doing in that day? Every job, every company, everybody trying to get more time out of people because they know they need time more valuable than money. They want the people to put in more time, then the money going to come. So you put time in that, put more in their time on what you're doing, the money going to come. Your family going to get better. Your lifestyle going to get different. It's time. Time, baby.
You know what? You know what I learned also, Keith, is that when you finally draw a line in the sand and you make that commitment, you know, sometimes it seems as if all hell would break loose in your life because you finally say, that's it. You drew a line in the sand. All hell may break loose. But friends, word on the street, family, if you don't succumb to all the hell breaking loose, if you don't give up and become so afraid of the lions, the tigers, and the bears. If you don't give up, life has a way. If you keep your eyes on the prize, life has a way. You say, but I done tried this, and every time I fail, I tried, I keep failing. But if you don't give up, because, see, this is the history and the story of life. If you can't figure it out, someone will show up. Something will show up to help you figure out what you couldn't figure out. To those who have the tenacity to not give up. This is no BS. This is real, as real as my name is Larry. As real as they call me extraordinaire. Whatever you're looking for, I say it every week, whatever you're looking for, whatever you're planning, whatever you're doing, whatever you really have in the belly of your stomach and in the middle of your heart and in the center of your brain, it's all in you. It's looking for you. That person, that book, that subject is looking for you too. They have so many illustrations. Look, let me tell you, you know the thing I love? You know the beautiful thing that America symbolism is? The eagle. And the reason why things in that platform, birds and eagle, are so intriguing is because just think of their size and think of an elephant. An elephant, you know, the experiment goes, you put a lock on their ankle, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. As huge and big as an elephant is, year after year after year, they realize they locked in, they can't go anywhere. Can't do that with a bird. Can't do that with an eagle. See, because eagles and birds, once you take that lock off their ankle, they fly. High, high, as high as they can fly. Oh. Some of us are just motivated. Some of us have something inside of us, and it's not just for some, but some of us have a certain drive that's just, I want to know. I got to try this. I got to experience this. It doesn't matter how many times they fail. It doesn't matter how ugly their background is or was. Some are cut from their claws like the eagle and the bird. You, I don't care how long they've been locked down, Keith. You let that cage open, guess what they're going to do? They're going to fly. And that's how it is that we're encouraging you. No matter how thick the obstacles are, no matter how bad it may seem in your life, I know the electric bill was turned, no lights, no AC, my cell phone. I take one step forward and seem like five step backwards. We've all been there. And if you haven't all been there, keep, like the old folks used to say, keep living. Life will teach you more than I was able to teach you. And life will teach us all. But I also know that the good book says that you are never, no, never alone. Greater is he that is with you than all your trials and tribulation. Weeping may endure for a night. It may endure for a month. It may endure for a year. But you gonna cross that Red Sea. They was hard-headed. They kept going around in circles for 40 years, 30 years, 40 years. I know my brother going to correct me how many years it was, if he's listening. Is it 40 years, 30 years? But they kept going around in circles. Finally, they crossed that Red Sea. If you, Keith and I, we come on every Monday and Wednesday. We encouraging many people. What we are giving and sharing. Now, there are many platforms that have probably more listening audience than we do. Of course, they've been around longer. But where I'm going with this, why would it be that they will be blessed and we won't be? That doesn't add up. That doesn't add up. Even if you deposit $10 in the bank every week, it adds up. Sooner or later, it's gonna grow. And the bank give less interest on anything, I know. But even the bank will give you an interest of an increase. Am I right, Fletcher?
You're right about that. You're right about that. But like you say, let's do it. I like the analogy you used about the elephant, man. I like that, man. Like I heard that, man. When you elephant, like you say, you can tie his foot, left leg or whatever behind and tie it to the ground in a stake, simple little stake, and he will not try to get away.
As big as an elephant is.
And that's most of us. We tied to something that we tied to in our life that's holding us back. That's holding us back that you can just pull that thing out if you want to, but you're letting it hold you down. I've been there. It could be a lack of education. It can be something happening in your childhood. It can be your mind or how you were raised. Or whatever it is holding you. You are tied by the ankle, by the little string, and you're scared to break it. You won't move. You say you're stuck. You make an excuse. That's what the elephant doing. He said, and everybody look like, man, why don't he get that? That's what's holding him. That's what's holding him back. That's all holding you back.
Yes, sir.
Man, we talk about time, man. I tell my kids all the time to tell people, I got more time behind me than in front of me. Now I'm 54 years old. I got more time behind me than in front of me. So that means I don't have time to play. That means that I got to get up early. That means that I got to be intentional. That means I can't let that hold my leg down. My time is very, very, very important. That's how important time is. Because one day you're going to get up there, and you're going to see that time. You're going to know what I'm talking about. When you have more time behind you, in front of you. And I was young. I never thought I'd make this to even understand that. That's where I'm at right now. At the most, I'm saying it for to meet my mind, right? But I know I'm present. Older. I'm about 80 years old. But for people to take me serious, 85. Think about that. That's 30-some years, a couple years, man. 30-some years. So, I mean, I got to keep my mind right. My body right. I mean, I got to live. If I'm going to live that long, I got to keep my money right. And I want to keep my spiritual right because I want to meet the Most High. Time. Time to get all that stuff in order. Time to plan. Time to get what I need to get in order. And some of you are younger. Y'all think y'all have a lot of time, man, but I promise you that time going to creep up so fast. It's going to creep up real quick.
Y'all know what time it is. Hope y'all enjoying the show. If you want to call in number is area code 319-527-6769. Once again, the call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. But I'm here to just remind you all, if you're ever in the Dallas area and you need somewhere to stay, look no farther than Chanute Palace. That's right. We're talking about a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom, two-bath, front yard, backyard, two-car garage. And don't worry about the bad guys. We got security camera all around, baby. We got you. Would you say Holiday Inn? Hell no. Motel 6? Oh, hell no. You're much too valuable for that. You need to check out your new palace. Whenever you're in the Dallas area, you're going to be there for more than 24 hours. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Front yard, backyard. Security camera all around. You deserve the best. Talking about your time. Get your time back. Live the life you've invested to live. And while you're there, when you get on the internet, make sure you go to extraspend.shop. So when you're there, you can purchase whatever you want. And by doing so, you will be supporting Word on the Streets. Now, if for some reason you say, I couldn't find what I was looking for. Oh, no, we could fix that. You see, because when you hit buy now, it will automatically redirect you to Amazon. And we all know Amazon carries everything you want. So when you purchase from Amazon through Word on the Streets, you will be supporting us. And we value and appreciate every support we get. Remember, the amazing Keith Fletcher, an extraordinaire when you shop on extraspend.shop. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, it feels so good to have this opportunity to be back on live and to share the kind of stuff. You know what, Keith? I'm proud of what we are giving to the world. I feel like a better person because I know, and you know, all you have to do is turn on the TV, go on the internet, or just drive to any local store in your neighborhood. And we know, we see the pain and suffering. In a land of opportunities. And in the biblical days, we'll say in a land filled with milk and honey. And if you turn on any television, the commercials will make you feel like you got to be in that circle. You got to have what they are selling. But yet you don't. It's frustrated. You can't live the life that they keep dangling in front of you. Most of the work, Word on the Street family, is getting yourself organized. It's a mindset thing. You have to change your mindset. And secondly, or first, they go hand in hand. You got to believe. A strong belief system will motivate you to want to get the information you need to get out of the situation that you're in. Whatever situation you're in, if you don't like it with the right mindset, you will seek out others. You will seek out information. You will seek out knowledge. You know, I keep getting these surprises in my life, and I know I'm not the only one. When you're thirsty for knowledge, you can just turn on your computer or what have you, and it's almost like it knew what you were looking. It knew what you was. Had that ever happened to you, man? It knew what you was looking for. Knew what you was. You know, that thirst that you had. It happens more often than I can admit. And it's not because we're special people. Not at all. Nothing about me. I'm sure Keith can say nothing about him. But when you align yourself forward and you know the direction that you're going in and you have made it in your spirit and your mind that I'm not going to die with my dreams inside. I'm not going to leave this earth without it. I'm going to give all that I have to leave a legacy for my family. I'm not going to leave them with debt. I'm not going to leave them with more. When I leave, they're going to have more problems than they had while I was living. If that's the case right now, as long as you're breathing, you got an opportunity to fix that. You can fix that. You can change that. Don't let your credit score keep you from, don't let anything, whether it be credit, whether it be a job, whether it be your car, whether it be a girlfriend, your wife, not even your kids, don't let anything stop you from dusting yourself off, getting yourself together, and doing better. You can begin today. You can start now. You don't need to get approval from anybody outside of yourself. You can fix what's inside of yourself today. And while you're listening, you say, I hear what you're saying, but there's always that but. Get rid of the but. The but been in your way for 15 years, 20 years. So, you got to move the B-U-T out the way. You got to get rid of it. I need an umbrella.
Man, I remember I used to think about if I can go back in time when things went wrong, I used to say, man, if I can go back here and do this and do that, and I go back here, I can do it. One time me and my wife were talking about, wait, what time would you go back? You know, and I told her, you know, that's how I was thinking back then. If I can go back right before I met my ex-wife, I'd have said them things before. Now, you asked me that question now. I ain't got time to look back there. It is what it is. That time made me the person I am. See, there were a lot of people looking back in time, trying to figure out something in the time, in the past. The past is the past. We can't fix nothing in that past. All we can fix is right now. The time is now. I don't look back at that anymore. I thank that time for giving me time even to be here right now. So I got to take advantage of my time to go forward. That's what a lot of people are doing is looking backwards. In the past, we all have done it. We all have done it. All have said it. And we think we'll make a difference. But like I say, time got something to play with you. You go back there, it'd be worse what it was. Or somebody you just say, man, if I can go tell that young me to do this, to do that, that don't mean you're going to come out where you at. I don't have no regrets for no time for what I did in the past anymore. Because when I was a child, I thought like a child. I'm a man. I think like a man now. I needed time to get to where I'm at now. Some people don't get that time, but some people do. That's how important time is. Some people take my kids tell them the light bulb and kick down. They need a little more time. Time is so much important. Again, time heals all. Time heals your credit. You wait 7 years, to fall off your credit. Time. But in the meantime, what you're doing while that's happening, time have a lot of things to do with it, but it's still some things you got to do in that time. What are you doing with that time? That's the question. And them little times, what are you doing with that time? That's how you buy it back, man. You start looking at that time and start strategizing. You start getting yourself educated. You start working on your mental. Again, time to do that. You got to make time for that. But we don't. And then we wonder why. We wonder why things ain't going that way, because you never made time to it. It's not that the things won't work. You just don't. You're willing to take the time to do it. See, that word time is a lot of things. That's why it's so important. When we think about money,
yeah.
I don't have time.
Right. You're absolutely right, man. You are hitting all cylinders right now. You're hitting all cylinders, my brother. You are, man. I was reading this article today where they said you can be a competent person above 95% of Americans. You could be above 95% with just 1 hour a day. They call it the 100-hour rule. That's 3 months. The 100-hour rule. If you learn something, take time to learn it 1 hour each day. And if you did that 1 hour each day for 100 hours, that's about 3 months, you would be above 95% of the average American. Time. And we talk about time. More time, more time is more valuable than money. I wish if I could reverse my time, as Keith was talking about reversing his time, I wish I could reverse my time and utilize my job as a business partner, as instead of being the manager of the company. If I had thought of it in the sense, it's, they are my business partner. You see how much more doors that open? The mindset. That's why we talk so much about mindset, because if a certain mindset can open doors and it can close doors. But when if you can look at your job as a business partner, doesn't that sound better than I'm just an employee? It opens doors when you, it does, man. It opens doors to your thinking mobility. Now when you see yourself as a business partner, oh, man, you know what that does? Now you can use that job as a business partner to make your business better. It's mindset. See, what we're giving you all is not just some pie in the sky. We're giving y'all some good stuff. I wish to God somebody was giving this to me like we're giving it to y'all. We have been blessed going through the storms and the trials and the tribulation and fighting there all the lions and tigers in the middle of the sea, trying to get across. We got bruises still haven't healed. So we can bring you and deliver these messages to y'all. But make no mistake, there's no pie in the sky that we're communicating to you. But if you do want to have more time, the time that we are talking about today, to spend that kind of time with your son or your daughter, your special loved one, your wife, your father, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, kind of have to change that mindset, because the mindset didn't work for you the last 5 years of your life. It didn't work for you the last 10, 15, 20. That mindset didn't work for you. Got to fix that moving forward because you want more time for yourself and for the people you care most about, and those people care so much for you. You got to fix that. You got to fix it. It's more valuable than money. Fletcher, time is more valuable than money.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, man. We got time to figure that out. Look at you. We just got time to figure that out. We figured it out right here. We got time. Time is so powerful, man. And I just look back at my time and I was so stronghold of just making it, making the money, doing this. I want to do whatever, and I just didn't know how much time I was sacrificing, how much time I was sacrificing for my family just to get that dollar. I didn't even understand how to spend that dollar. I didn't even know what that dollar was worth. Didn't even know how much it take to make a dollar. But when I started sitting down, time gave me time to educate and understand what that dollar means. If you really understood the fabric of the dollar bill, man, understood the way the mega work, things work, you would understand what's more important for real. You would see them things that you're chasing out that's not what's more important. It's that time, the time to get yourself in order. Like you say, we got, and it's all of a sudden, like you said, we going and we leaving our families with nothing. We leaving our families that time, and we had time to get ourselves in order. We leaving our family in a struggle. Can't we bury ourselves? And you knew the time was coming. We all know one day we're going to be gone.
And what is that thing they do now for people, Chief? What is that thing they do now? I mean, they didn't have it back in the old days. Some type of funds they do now. It's a new thing. I'm not. Yeah, GoFund.
Yeah. They're having fish fries. They're doing things. But you knew it was coming. And you didn't take time out to set your order, set you straight. Had this one guy, man, I like his name, Charleston White. He was telling the story about his dad had passed. He wasn't close with his dad. And his dad had passed, and he said, Mama called him, and then your dad died today. He said, man, I was like, oh, okay. I hung the phone up, went back to sleep, they say. He said, that Mama called him back, man, my dad left you a little money. You might want to go check and see what he left. He said, man, I ain't spent no time with my dad. Me and my dad had no relationship. He said, when he got there, figured out they left him $20,000. Now, to some of you, you might $20,000 ain't that much. Man, but the man with the school educated himself, changed his whole life for $20,000 that his dad left. His dad took the time, they had no relationship, did all these wrong things. And that little time right there he took out changed the way his son looked at him, changed the way his generation looked at him. His boy, his kids know about their granddaddy now. Took that time out. To leave him something. Didn't give him nothing all that time. He was mad at him, but took that time out right there and changed the whole fabric of time for him. Changed his son of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we end,
you got a call
tonight,
on?
We, Mr. Fletcher, we just want to acknowledge our most encourager and supporter to Word on the Streets. And I just have to acknowledge this person to see if they have a comment or a question. Area code 337. You have a comment or question?
Good evening. I'm enjoying the show. You know, from your conversation tonight, you're talking about time. Time wait on no one. Time didn't mess us up. We messed up with time. You want to know how? By not using it wisely. Okay. So from this day forward, if anyone is listening, start using your time wisely. That's my comment for the night.
Wow. Drop the mic.
Drop it. No fear right there.
You see, friends, it's just that serious. We're not coming here trying to give you a pie in the sky. We're here to encourage you. Because we know what you want. We want, I know what I want. Keith know what he wants. And I wanted this when I wasn't even doing right. Keith wanted this when he know he was doing damn plumb wrong. Man, you know you was doing wrong, Keith. You know you was doing no good. I know I was doing no good, but I still wanted better. Am I lying, my brother?
Not at all, bro. Not at all.
So what we're saying is that even when you out there doing what you're doing, you want better. You can't lie to us, and you can't act like you didn't want better. You can't pretend you don't want better. We know if you live in America, you want better. They show it before you 24/7 every waking day of your life on television, MTV, BET, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever you go. They let you know you got to do better. You got to be better. You can't act like you come on here and listen in and sit down here like you don't want better. Come on now. Come on, man. Come on now. Brother, we got about 4 minutes left in the show, 3 and a half. Say something to the community before we get out of here.
Man, like the last caller said it better, man. She dropped the mic on the time issue. But like you said, to do better, man, again, it's more than just that time. But once you get that time, you realize, okay, I got that time. Like the extraordinary saying, okay, now we got to do some other things. We got to change our way of thinking, change our mindset.
That's right.
We got to start believing in ourselves.
Fletcher, we have another caller, man. I'm going to see if we can't sneak this one in. Area code 206 before we get out of here. Comment a question, area code 206.
Good evening, guys. Yeah, we're talking about time.
That's right.
So came to mind, the way a person can really use their time, find out what their time for, is find out the purpose in their life. And then we'll find out our purpose. I believe we won't be wasting our time.
Hey, that's what we've been talking about, my brother, throughout our whole platform and trying to encourage people about their purpose. But in order to find their purpose, they got to have the right mindset, and they have to believe. Yeah, thank you, man. That's a excellent comment. And my brother,
yeah,
we really appreciate you calling in. Kid, you got something you want to say to area code 206?
I just want to thank you callers for calling in, man, and putting their insight and putting a spin on this, man. That's what we need, man. More people like this, like y'all, to come on and hear that. To hear that. So thank you. Thank God both of you for coming on and giving us that. I hope to see you more often, man. So get that word out so y'all can get it out too. Work together. We are the community to build it up, man. To get
that
word out to help each other. Yes.
We got about a minute and a half left in the show. But in the words of Mr. Keith Fletcher, it ain't no microwave to success, baby. Come on.
Oh.
Come on, Keith.
There you go, baby.
This is Word on the Streets with the amazing Keith Fletcher and Extraordinaire. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune back every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. We will be here live giving you all that we can give you. Mr. Fletcher, parting words for the community.
Hey, man, I just want to support us, man. Come see us Monday and Wednesday, 7 p.m., man. We're going to bring some people on. We're going to bring some entrepreneurs on. We're going to meet up people that, like you say, business partners. So come check us out, man. Stay with us, man. We're going to get better. We're going to grow faster. So come on, stay with us, man. Thank y'all for coming, man. Thank y'all for listening.